Let's hit the road. It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent, and we begin our day with a trip to the shoreline of our Great Lakes in Wisconsin. And where should we go? Up Lake Michigan? Across Superior? And what will we find? We've got the expert, but even she would be interested in your suggestions this morning. So join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us ideas at WPR.org. Our guest is Beth Gauper. She's the editor of the travel site MidwestWeekends.com. And Beth, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Lee. It's always a pleasure.
And we're in the dog days of summer now. New York Times reported yesterday most of Wisconsin's heat index was in the extreme caution range. And when you get these hot days like these and you don't have anything planned and you've got a sweaty family, I'd be interested to know from you, Beth, where could families take their kids to beat the heat?
Well, the obvious answer to that would be a Great Lake. I happen to live in Duluth on Lake Superior, which never gets very much warmer than 40 degrees. So it's pretty easy to cool off. In fact, Lake Superior is even too cold usually. So I often go to a river and sit in one of the pools created by the water rushing downward to Lake Superior. In Wisconsin, you've got Bayfield, you've got Lake Michigan, you've got all the beaches in Michigan. So many choices.
In fact, you recently took your family to the Bay Beach Amusement Park in Green Bay. What's your review?
Oh, that is such a fun place. I wish it were closer. With kids, there's nowhere better, really. The rides cost 50 cents, a dollar. It's a bargain. Green Bay is a fun little town, and of course, it's on a Great Lake.
Sure thing. So can you make a day of it with your family?
Well, it depends on where you live. My kids loved the circle tour of Lake Michigan, and that maybe it's counterintuitive, but kids love a road trip like that because you've got a beach almost every, well, Lake Michigan is almost all beaches, and then Lake Superior, there's a beach every few miles. So not only can you swim, but you can jump on rocks, you can throw rocks into the lake. I do Green Bay on a stop on the circle tour.
Okay. That Lake Michigan Circle Tour, it is a scenic highway that spans about 1,100 miles and loops across the entire Great Lake. And apart from Green Bay, where were some of the other hot spots on that Lake Michigan Circle Tour that you'd point us to, Beth?
Oh, my goodness. You know, one of the big issues is reservations. Both Circle Tours, you have to plan way in advance. Michigan has an amazing selection of state park rustic cabins, lodges, but they have to be reserved in advance. And the same thing with camping. It's 100% reservable, unfortunately, in those beach parks. So I would probably go up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. There's always camping in the national forests and a lot of sites. For example, on the Lake Michigan side, you have Fayette Historical Town Site, which is a ghost town, but the buildings are very well preserved because it's a park, and Kitchy Itty Kippy Spring.
I'm sorry, what?
it's in the same area, not too far from the Fayette Peninsula. It's called Kitchy Itty Kippy Spring, and it's just like Florida when you have springs coming up from the middle of the earth.
Oh, wow.
And it's a pond, and there is a self-propelled with ropes raft that will take you right over the spring bubbling up from the earth, and it's very blue and very beautiful. So a little offbeat attractions like that on the circle tour, and then, of course, you have Mackinac Island, you have Traverse City. Those are big resort towns. You need to plan in advance for those. But for last-minute travel, you can't beat the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Mm. I am glad you brought this up, Beth. We're talking with local travel editor of MidwestWeekends.com, Beth Gauper, as we travel across our Great Lakes shorelines 800 miles throughout the state of Wisconsin and find the hot spots as we try to keep cool. And we'll take your suggestions at 1-800-642-1234. And while we were talking about this and our morning show team meeting yesterday, Beth, the one thing that kept coming up was everything's booked up. Everything gets booked up so early. Everything's booked up so often. As the editor of MidwestWeekends.com, have you found a way to navigate through some of the tough bookings through the summer season, Beth?
Well, there's always cancellations.
What's the best way to catch those?
Times, probably one of the silver linings of COVID is people get sick at the last minute and there are cancellations. You just have to call. You have to check online. I know Minnesota State Parks now has a notification you can sign up for last-minute camping cancellations. But then again, you know, if you have a tent, you can go to those national forests in Wisconsin, Shawamigan, Nicolet National Forest. The UP has Ottawa and Hiawatha National Forest. You can almost always get a campsite in a national forest. So that's probably what I do.
And Beth, when you're talking about hitting the road, you're also talking about budgeting when you go, especially when you're taking the whole family in tow. So
right.
How do you begin to even budget for a weekend trip with the kids?
Well, you know, one nice thing about food trucks, for example, is, you just don't sit down in a restaurant, probably. Just grab something from the street if you can get a Hero, or you can get a stand. Go to a little roasted chicken ice cream stand that you still find sometimes in Wisconsin. And, oh, boy, the first time I went on the Upper Peninsula, I was so excited because they still had those old-fashioned mom-and-pop ice cream stands. And you can stop for a pasty. So if you eat a pasty, you really don't need to eat the rest of the day. And they only cost about $7. So give your kids one of those.
Now, I saw on your blog at MidwestWeekends.com, your family just had its first pasty recently on a recent road trip around Lake Michigan.
It's
so tell us a little bit about
pasty. Tell us a little bit
about this delight.
Well, those are what the miners used to eat in the mines, and they have a couple of advantages. One, it's usually ground beef, potatoes, and carrots, maybe parsnip, wrapped in a thick pastry crust, so it's not going to break, and it fills you up. So are still sold in Michigan.
Like the original Hot Pockets.
Exactly.
Except
bigger. They're not always that flavorful, so you usually eat them with a gravy or ketchup in a, you know, if you grab one.
What was the what was your kids' review of the pasties?
You know, they'd probably rather have something else, but you know, it's a great backpacker food.
Oh, sure. And as you mentioned, it'll keep you full all day long.
It will keep you full, yeah.
Our guest is Beth Gopper, editor of the travel site MidwestWeekends.com, where you can keep up with her family's travels and find the hot spots. But we're hitting them with you this morning with your help at 1-800-642-1234 with 800 miles of shorelines of Lakes Michigan and Superior across Wisconsin. Where would you go to stay cool as we heat up through July and August? What would you recommend? And if there is a hidden gem that you'd like just a few of us to know about, well, then join us and let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or email us for the conversation ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue with Beth Gopper. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Summer vacation on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're keeping cool by taking you to some of Wisconsin's best hot spots this morning along the shorelines of Lakes Michigan and Superior, where the water may always be too cold to swim, but it'll keep you cool. If you're plugging our destination into your GPS this morning, where would you take us along the shores of the Great Lakes? Join in 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Beth Gopper is our guest, editor of the travel site MidwestWeekends.com. We've been talking about the pasties on the Lake Michigan Circle Tour, Beth, but are there some other food intricacies, delicacies that you would find along the Great Lakes that we should not miss?
Well, Racine, of course, has the Kringle.
Of course.
And if you can make it as far as Thunder Bay.
Oh, Ontario.
Ontario, if you're on the Circle Tour, they have a filled donut called a Persian. and you have to pick those up. They have a pink frosting. People pick them up by the box and take them home. If they get stale, they toast them. And there, you can also buy pierogies. I personally love pierogies. Those are like Ukrainian and Polish filled dumplings. And if you live in southern Wisconsin and you love pierogies, you can go to Pierogi Fest in the Chicago suburb of Whiting, Indiana. Wow. I've never been, but I've always wanted to go.
And there are a slew of beaches and state parks along the coast of Lake Michigan. When I was growing up, it was the Colerandre State Park and some of the sand dunes out on Lake Michigan there. But you recently visited Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, and that's over in Michigan as well. What are the dunes like there, Beth?
One of them is very difficult to get back up, and people keep running down it, and even when they're warned that it's hard to get back up the dune climb. They're nice, and kids love them. My kids love sand. They love water. They love rocks. None of those things cost money. It's right. The best cheap trip, really, to travel along the lakes. One thing I want to mention about Sleeping Bear is they have two areas where lakes, inland lakes, are separated from the big lake by little bars. So you can go from a relative warmth of the little lake into Lake Michigan.
Oh.
So if you have little kids, actually little kids don't mind cold water, but it's the adults who do.
So, go running away from it.
You have the best of both worlds there.
Oh, that's wonderful. And speaking of cold water, back to Lake Superior for the moment. It's largest freshwater lake in the world, at least by surface area. Take that, Russia. But where should travelers go to see what Lake Superior has to offer? What are the hot spots there, Beth?
Well, people in Wisconsin are closest to Bayfield.
Yeah.
And Bayfield is a very fun town. You can take the ferry over to Madeline Island. You can camp in Big Bay Town Park. The beaches on Madeline Island are fabulous. Take that, Cape Cod. And the water is very cool. Probably only about now is it going to be bearable. But in August, late August, early September, it's really nice. Mm. So, and then older people might want to go kayaking in the Apostles. Yeah, lots of fun. And then, of course, there's Door County. Probably most Wisconsinites are already familiar with that, but lots of town beaches there, too.
Yeah, we're talking about local travel with Beth Gopper this morning and taking us along the 800 miles of shoreline of Lakes Michigan and Superior through Wisconsin with the editor of MidwestWeekends.com. And your input along the way. If you've got a suggestion for a hidden gem, we'd love to hear it this morning before we're done at 1-800-642-1234. And something off maybe the beaten path, something that may not be a big star on anybody's map, but something you may want, would recommend that we check out, Beth. What's one of the things you found along the Great Lakes that maybe could be missed but shouldn't?
Well, the most remote area would be the Keweenaw Peninsula the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. And my favorite place is the east side of the peninsula. And it takes a long time to get there from wherever you are, really. When you're in Detroit, you're closer to Washington, D.C., than the Keweenaw Peninsula. I love Oliver Bay. The bays on the east side of the Keweenaw Peninsula are underlaid by a red, cream, and pink sandstone. And it's so soft that when you rub it with your toe, it swirls away into the water.
Oh.
And it's just lovely. And the thimbleberries will be ripening shortly. And you can collect as many as you want because they're everywhere. I love the Keweenaw.
Are you able to recruit your kids into berry picking in the UP?
Yes.
A little bit?
Especially because right at the end of July and early August, the bears also come to eat them. So
I'm sorry?
You may encounter the bears.
All right. Part of your summer experience?
Yeah, well, that's going to thrill the kids, of course.
Yes, it would.
You will be there picking blueberries and thimbleberries along with, as this happened to us, there was a bear cub there, too. Well, I don't know where the mama was. You always have to worry about
that. Yeah, yeah.
We didn't see the mama, only the cute little bear cub.
You slowly back away from the berries and...
If you see that mama coming, slowly back away.
Let's get your suggestions this morning with our guest, Beth Gopper, editor of MidwestWeekends.com. You can join 1-800-642-1234 or ideas at WPR.org before we're done. Lauren and Beloit, good morning. You're on The Morning Show with Beth Gopper.
Good morning. Hopefully you can hear me and there's no echo. I'll turn,
I can hear you.
Three suggestions. One, you mentioned Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay area is absolutely amazing. Little tiny towns, lots of craggy rock parks. Not sure if they're state. It's been a while since I've been there. Excellent camping in Kakabeka Falls. Just a really, really neat area to explore, and it would be incredibly family-oriented. Second suggestion, Point Beach State Park. I absolutely love this little gem. Great beach, snack house right on the beach. Awesome bike trails / walking trails. Great car camping. And then the last one is it's part of Sheridan Park in Milwaukee, which is in the Cudahy Oak Creek area, right off of Layton Avenue. And a very quiet little city park or county park. But if you can find, there's a driveway, if you can find that driveway and follow it down, it will take you right to Lake Michigan. There's a nice little beach there, usually not a whole lot of people down there. And there's some little cliffs for kids to climb, and it is just a great little spot.
Hey, what was the name of the falls in Thunder Bay? I wanted to make sure we got that.
Chakabeka Falls.
Chakabeka Falls.
Yep, it's a state park there. There is a fall, a really pretty falls there. Like I said, the Thunder, I'm trying to remember where we hit. Terry Fox was the runner that did that.
The one-legged runner across Canada. Yeah, I remember.
Yep, and his monument. There's a memorial for him. And somehow I'm one of these people that explores, you know, everywhere, back roads, et cetera. Somehow we ended up on this really weird rock formation up at the top with this view. I wouldn't recommend it if you don't have a four-wheel drive.
Okay.
but it was amazing, and there were these little tiny towns, townships, almost like a fishing area. It was a very cool place to explore. And, of course, if you need supplies or whatever, Thunder Bay is there.
So, Lauren, thank you so much for those suggestions. And I'll be looking for that driveway in Cudahy to find Sheridan Park to take me to Lake Michigan. I love that. And then Point Beach State Park, just near Two Rivers there. Beth, what did you hear from Lauren? Places that you recognize?
Oh, those were fantastic recommendations. Thunder Bay is a great destination. And, you know, the Canadian dollar is worth 78 cents. So good time to go to Canada.
You want to talk about a budget, Thunder Bay.
Yes, yeah. And visit Fort William while you're there. It's the world's largest reenacted, restored fur trade post in the world. So you have reenactors wandering around. Great, great for kids.
Got a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure we get as many recommendations in as possible. So let's go to Mona Quick in Madison. Mona, good morning. You're on with Beth Gopper.
I got three quick ones. The Ogallala Canyon Railway, I don't know if it still goes, but that's an awesome trip. And you can also go, you can also go through the locks at Sault Ste. Marie, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And in Duluth Superior, there's the Railway Museum, which is really awesome.
So the locks in Sault Ste. Marie, the Railway Museum in Duluth, and the Ogallala Canyon Railway Trail. Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Beth, have you heard of those? I would imagine right in your backyard there.
Yes, that's wonderful. Duluth Depot is very popular. Thomas Tank Engine comes for two weekends in August. That's very popular.
Yeah, for the kids.
Yeah, and Agawa Canyon, that train trip is very popular in the fall. That's when people like to go because of all the colors that you go through.
Mona, thank you so much for the call. And the one thing we should not let pass is the people that you meet along the Great Lakes. And one of the great things and experiences for me, whether it be the UP or Thunder Bay or any place across the state of Wisconsin, some of the people you meet along the way, Beth Gopper, certainly makes it worth the trip every time.
Yes, it does. Nicest people in the world.
Even if the pasties are a little strange at first, the people are wonderful.
Beth, they really are.
Thank you so much for taking us on our summer vacation this morning. Very much enjoyed your conversation.
Thank you, Lee.
Beth,
have a great summer.
You as well. Beth Gopper, and thanks for the help. Editor of the travel site MidwestWeekends.com. Hey, listen, ahead this hour, we're going to explore supply chain challenges from the perspective of a chief executive officer here in Wisconsin as the morning show continues its series with local CEOs. I invite you to join in the conversation at 1-800-642-1234 at any point. I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Kate Archer-Kent this morning, news is next, along with a story from Our Wisconsin Life here on the Ideas Network.